the Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Hope is here as well. And gosh, things are getting kind of exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you can feel it in the air, right?
Seriously.
Are you nervous about tomorrow's game?
I am. I'm real fired up.
Are you?
And
do you
know
who they're playing? Okay.
Yes. Here we go. Yes. No, I do. Uh-huh. I do. Uh-huh. They're playing.
No, it's a football team.
No. Oh my God. They're playing the Eagles. They're playing the Eagles.
Oh, thank goodness you came through.
The Vikings are playing the Eagles.
Right.
The Vikings are from Minnesota.
I'm
totally with it. Yes, I know.
Skull.
I know. I'm so glad I got to see the end of the game
last week. Only part you saw?
Well, we had been skiing.
So then we were coming back.
And yeah, I got to see the second half.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you need.
So fun, so exciting. And it's really, it's just fun to see everybody coming together. But how about the fact that the SAG Awards are going to be on at the same time as the game? What are we going to do, ladies?
Here's what you're going to do. First of all, have you ever heard of a DVR? That's the first thing.
I have heard of that, but
and
I don't like, neither of those are things that you want to watch after the fact.
But they also do the SAG Awards immediately after they've done the SAG Awards. They show it twice.
I know, but
I mean, you know.
I assume E is doing red carpet,
I mean, obviously,
Lori and Julia are doing red carpet, and we can follow along on social media, which will be fun.
You have to watch the game in real time. There's just no question about that. But we also have to at least, I mean, are we all going to be so let down if they don't win that suddenly the Super Bowl is not going to be exciting, the fact that it's here?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this is just, I mean, it's kind of an unbelievable moment. Right. I feel like last week was so amazing that I kind of feel like anything that happens now, it's just, you know, absolute icing on the cake. It would be an amazing thing, but I think we all have to feel good about the season, even if it ends, and then we'll move into all of the events. And I feel like this was the week that it finally started to resonate for people how super a Super Bowl is.
Yeah.
Because downtown Minneapolis, it's starting to be transformed. And if you're over by the stadium, you see that there's this entire building that has literally been built outside of US Bank Stadium. This whole like glass structure that's going to be like the entranceway, that's up now. On Nicollet Mall, you know, the Birkebeiner Bridge is there.
Yes.
It's up right outside of Target. And the stage is being built and you kind of see all the stuff. And all the skyways have signs that say welcome and say Super Bowl. And it's so funny, the mix, I mean, walking through the skyways, which I did a couple times this week, you hear some people going, gosh, what's going on? They're sort of like,
really?
Yeah, really? Where have you been? They're like, oh, there's going
to
be a stage. And you're like, yep. I think that people just didn't, they couldn't understand like what,
how big it was going to be.
And I think also, let's be honest, if you've been watching Nicollet Mall for the last, oh, I don't know, 3 years, and you know what the Nicollet Mall is normally like, it's hard to imagine it coming alive.
Yeah. And coming together.
But it is.
You know, this morning in the paper, they had the whole schedule for the 10-day music.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, of course, the first day, Idina Menzel is kicking it off.
And with
Frozen. I thought to myself, you know, I'd love to know who the person was that when they first started thinking about this said, wait, I know who we have to kick this off.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine a more perfect person?
It's going to be really fun and really exciting. Just imagine if the weather is like it is right now, if it is in the 30s or 40s. Oh my gosh,
nice
to be out there. But there is going to be, I mean, beyond the concerts, I really think it's just going to be fun to go and walk from one end of Nicollet Mall to the other. You know, there's going to be ice skating at PB Plaza.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I think people can't appreciate how fun it's going to be actually to walk into that Target Commons building, which has never, ever been open
to the public.
Right. I mean, I have friends who freelance for Target and they weren't even allowed to go in there.
Oh my goodness.
It's basically like a student union for Target employees and it's a beautiful building and they have, you know, workouts and all sorts of, you know, cool spaces there. That's where they do a lot of speaking series and things like that. And that's going to be open. It's going to be the Bullseye Lodge and they'll have stuff going on in there.
We kind of sound like we're on ESPN. We could be sports announcers.
Yes.
Don't
I think we're very, very similar to ESPN will be on Nicollet Mall. So will NBC. I bet you're probably just going to be there like stalking all the NBC people.
Well,
that's where I picture
find
you.
Lester Holt.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be around.
I know. He's broadcasting the news on Friday and Saturday night.
Yes, he is.
That's why he's been off the last few nights, I think. Mm-hmm. Savannah Guthrie's been there, and I think it's because he's resting.
Savannah's been doing the morning and the evening news?
Yeah, she has. She works hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think she goes home in the afternoon?
I certainly hope so. Yes. She does have two children, Vale and Charlie.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Like, what do you want to talk to Lester about? I know you love Lester.
I don't know. Just in general about, you know, his whole attitude towards news and how he makes the decisions, because he's the director, obviously, in terms of what they cover. Mm-hmm. Just the pressure on him, too. I mean, he's the old guy now, as far as the three network news anchors.
Right. And that's so funny. Yeah. I go all the way back to Chicago with Lester Holt.
Right.
Lester Holt, when I lived and worked in news in Chicago, he was the, you know, he was the local
anchor. And his son
anchor.
Is the one who is the local anchor in Chicago now.
Oh.
And made him a grandpa.
Oh, very nice. Gosh, you do know a lot, don't you? Stalker! Yeah. that's very nice. Not Who else true. Would you like to bump into?
Oh, I'd like to bump into Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, that's
likely. Because I want to see her skin. I want to see if it's really as great Luminous. As everybody says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it is. I wonder where she's staying.
Not at my house.
No.
No. I don't know. Do you think that...
I kind of picture her like
Alex
on a
Rodriguez
top...
Do you think Rodriguez is coming with her?
Don't you? Yeah.
And her kids?
Okay, you know what I want to know? You know, Jamie Foxx is going to be here. I want to know...
He's going to be in my neighborhood.
What? Oh, yeah. 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 In Edina.
But I'm on the other side of the
tracks. Big give. Right. I want to know if Katie Holmes is coming with him. That would be fun. I mean, Alex Rodriguez, like, they're out in public, like, whatever, for sure. I'm sure he's going to be here. Yeah. Don't you think it's a Super Bowl?
Well, I would think so. Yeah.
I picture J-Lo, like, on the top floor of the Graves.
Do you? Or,
don't you kind of?
Or renting a fabulous mansion somewhere.
Well, this is always a possibility.
Yeah.
Depends on if you want. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, she
I
can has see not it called both ways. In a long time, so I'm really not sure where she's going to be staying.
Yeah. We'll have to try
it's
to figure that out. Yeah. So it's just, it really is getting exciting. I would recommend, seriously, I'm really proud of the Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine team. We have a whole Super Bowl headquarters, which, I mean, I know there's lots of news coming out, but I feel like we've made it really easy. If you just go to mspmag.com, there's a travelers and visitors thing. And then if you drop down, it just says Super Bowl headquarters and you click on that and it's like everything, all the news, all sorts of insider-y
and
stuff.
I would say I received my Minneapolis St. Paul magazine.
Yes, it's hitting newsstands.
And
yes, purple on the cover.
I mean, especially if you are from out of town.
Yes,
you have to get a copy of that. I mean, it has everything that you could possibly want to know about the Twin Cities and all the things to do and see.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It's great.
We're really proud.
Is.
Yeah,
covers
so it has.
Purple.
It is purple, but it's not all football. So
no,
don't, you know, if
oh,
you're
no, not,
I mean, it's like, you know, secrets of the Twin Cities and,
Where to shop and other activities.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Can do.
Lots of great interviews and just all sorts of good stuff. And I think sometimes we sort of take for granted that if you live here, you know all the things, but you know, you forget. And so it's kind of fun to revisit places. We did the Mall of America five ways, kind of, you know, if you think about it, and we all have that happen where like someone comes into town, they want to go to the Mall of America. What do you do? Where do you take them? What do you show them? I mean, just all the different things. So yes, it's fun. It's coming out and it's a keeper. I think it really is.
Absolutely.
We also, one of the stories in that issue is how to dress Minnesotan. Okay.
This was one we felt
like, you know, we talked about this internally, you know, for a long time. Like, how do we do this? Because, like, you know, we don't want to make fun of ourselves.
No.
Right?
No.
And
you have
we
to dress
do it
warm.
Well. I think that's kind of, that's part of the whole, you know, North movement and everything we're talking about that, you know, we've kind of embraced it. If you look at, I mean, people have figured out here how to look cool in the cold. And so that's what we wanted to show. So we have a story in the magazine that just shows like some of the coolest winter gear, some of the local brands, you know, all sorts of things. And so now we've kind of taken it to social media and there's a hashtag which is trending and it's really fun. It's how to dress Minnesotan. And people are posting all of their pictures in their favorite winter gear and everybody looks amazing.
I feel like I have to go get new stuff before I can post a picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need a fur trimmed hat. Well, you don't wear warm enough coats, Mom.
No, I don't.
You really don't.
But I do have a cute new coat. So maybe I could do that.
There you go.
Okay.
How to Dress Minnesotan. Yeah. Yes. Use the hashtag. Check it out. It's really fun. And then all if you use that hashtag, all those pictures land on our website on mspmag.com. Oh, okay. So you can like see everybody's stuff, scroll which is fun. Through. Sarah's on the line. She has a Super Bowl question. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What's your question?
I'm super excited about the Super Bowl, and I've been seeing everything happen in downtown around Nicollet Mall, but I'm actually going to be out of town leading up until the Super Bowl. I get back on the Saturday before.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is there still a lot of activities that are going to happen the day after the Super Bowl, the day of, the day before, that like people can still attend, or is it advised maybe stay away, or is everything shutting down like right after the Super Bowl is done?
I think right up until the Super Bowl, definitely.
Day
I think the
yeah,
absolutely. I mean, Super Bowl Live, which is all the free stuff that is all along Nicollet Mall, from PV Plaza to the zip line. I mean, all of that is open right up until practically until game time. I mean, it's open Saturday and Sunday, so that would be really fun. And I think on Sunday downtown's going to be crazy. Parking probably gets a little more challenging Saturday and Sunday. So if you could take the light rail or something, I think after the game, things are going to start.
Well, the only thing after the game, I don't know how you get lucky enough to get tickets to see Jimmy Fallon. He'll be at
he'll
be doing a special late night show.
Right. That's
And Justin Timberlake will be on, and the cast from This Is Us will be on.
Yes, but if you don't have tickets, you're out of luck for that.
I know,
but I don't. But there's no, and then there's like post parties.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then Gwen Stefani is playing at Mystic Lake. If you wanted to go out there,
right?
Starts late at night. So I definitely think right up until the game, there's lots to do.
Perfect. I'll just try to sneak down a day of, maybe.
Okay.
Good deal. All right. When we get back, we will dive into some actual fashion shopping news. Meghan Markle, Golden Globes, lots coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1 at the intersection of fashion and football. That's where we sit this month. Indeed. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. You just reminded me, Mom, during the break, if you are out and about, and what a great day to be out and about.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful out. I think it's going to be pretty even if it snows tomorrow. It's just so nice right now. But if you're in the North Loop, like you're feeling the Super Bowl everywhere, even by the fancy stores. So Martin Patrick 3, check it out on my Instagram at Allie Shops. They did Martin Patrick 3, if you're not familiar, really one of the best men's stores in the country, you know, and truly the leader, the epicenter of the North Loop, high end men's store. They're not real football guys. Let's just be honest. I feel that I know them well enough. I can say that.
Yes.
And I think they would own that, most of them. But they did the most amazing windows. They've got mannequins, you know, dressed to the nines in suits and Paul Smith and John Varvatos. And then they have them in the wearing helmets in these like crazy poses,
like
holding footballs. Yeah. They're every window. That's just, I posted one, but the whole store.
So clever.
I think a lot of places in the North Loop, you're going to see more of that they're trying to do window installations and do other fun things. I feel like the news is coming fast and furious about all of the different events, shopping, eating, you know, and beyond. One that I know all of our listeners are going to be excited about, Lululemon is popping up.
Oh, right.
Actually, at Martin Patrick 3. So Martin Patrick 3, which is, you know, basically takes over an entire block now, they have a 4,000-foot event space.
I did not realize
in the back
that's
of that.
In the back.
In the back of the store, And Lululemon is taking it over. It starts on the 23rd, which would be which day of this week? That would be
Tuesday.
Yeah, it opens on Tuesday, and they're going to be there from January 23rd through February 4th. It's a full store, men's and women's, but they're also doing like customizing. Like you could get your pieces embroidered, or, you know, like you could do special things that say Minneapolis or whatever you want to do. And then they're going to have like different gyms popping up there. Like Alchemy is doing a thing with them one day.
Oh, so
Core Power.
So can you find this on their website, the schedule of all of their workouts?
You can find it on I have a whole story. If you go to mspmag.com, I've got a whole story called called The Super Bowl of Shopping. We'll post a link on the Shop Girls page at MyTalk107.1, and it has all the different pop-ups and Super Bowl-related shopping events. It's right there, and then it links to their schedule, which is Facebook. So yeah, one more, and then we'll move on to Meghan Markle and the Golden Globes. Because today's the 20th, right?
It is.
Okay, so today's the last day. So if you have been sort of thinking about making a jewelry purchase at JB Hudson.
Yeah, I saw that.
You've been wanting a little bauble. Diamonds.
Who doesn't want a little bauble?
Pearls. Katie Holmes been wearing. I mean, Kate Holmes.
Do not call her Katie. She is the Duchess.
Right. Kate Middleton. Okay, she's wearing pearls, whatever. Right. You know, you want a little something. Buy it today. And then pray for snow on Super Bowl Sunday. This is the funniest promotion. JB Hudson is doing this deal. Today is the last day. If you buy something today, it was the 15th through the 20th. And then if it snows more than 4 inches on Super Bowl Sunday, you get a full refund.
I just, you know, something, I think it's the greatest idea for a promotion. I'm trying to figure out how they figured this. To not wind up having to give a lot of free jewelry away.
Yeah.
Where they came up with the 4 inches, there must be a you know, something meteorological.
Right.
You know.
But that there's also, like a one in,
yeah,
you know.
In a gazillion chance of more than 4 inches.
Yeah.
But also, how do they avoid, if in fact it snowed, how do they avoid people either saying, you know, they just want to return it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you return it, then you don't get the jewelry. If this actually happens, then you get to keep the jewelry and not have to pay for it. So,
but I mean, you got to at least know that you can afford to buy it.
Of course. It's a gamble, but how fun would that be?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really fun. So anyway, we've got more of those. We'll put a link on the Shop Girls page at MyTalk107.1, but check it out, the Super Bowl of Shopping, all the events and pop-ups.
Meanwhile, if you want to shop for a Golden Globe dress.
Yes.
If we can think back.
Your next
is
LBD.
Is it a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
When they all wore black dresses, and some of them were absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. And this began yesterday at noon, and it goes for 1 week. This is on eBay. They're hosting an auction for 39 of the dresses and tuxedos that were worn by celebrities. And some of the celebrities' dresses, if you can remember, Laura Dern, remember Tracy Ellen Ross had the hat thing going with her dress, too?
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's dress, Meryl Streep, Seth
Meyers. Reese Witherspoon
Myers.
Seemed very wearable.
Yeah, and Meryl Streep. And Seth Meyers, if you're a guy. Anyway, those are all being auctioned off. Now, they are not inexpensive. The minimum bids will range from $2,500 to $10,000. And actually, they base these on the suggestion of the designers because the designers donated the pieces. And, you know, as most people know, the people who wear these things, the stars don't pay for them. And so that's why it's the designers who have actually donated these.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the proceeds from the auction go to Time's Up Legal Defense Fund.
I love that. I love that. And I love that they've been, that Reese Witherspoon leading the charge with Eva Longoria, and they've all been so smart about answering the initial naysayers who were like, this is an empty gesture.
Right.
What is it going to do for the world if you wear black? Like, you know, but what is it going to do? I mean, it was so impactful and in just kind of showing everybody and getting everybody to think about it, in bringing some of the leaders of the movement and women who are doing things out onto the red carpet,
exactly.
And now actually giving
and
money.
They're continuing this because the organizers are Condé Nast, Time's Up, and eBay.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing, because they are expensive, they are offering 3 of the items through a raffle. So if you donate $25 or more to Time's Up, you'll be entered to win Claire Foy's, remember she wore Stella McCartney's suit, and Madeline Brewer's backless Diane Van Furstenberg, and the one I really loved was Mandy Moore's dress, remember, with the red kind of cummerbund.
Did you?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I like, oh, you didn't like that one as much?
It was fine. I don't know. I was little, I had mixed feelings about the red.
Oh. Just because you thought they should all be in all black? Because they weren't all.
No.
I mean, Allison Williams had color several.
I didn't like Allison Williams. I didn't.
But anyway, so the point is, you can get in on the auction at least by donating the $25 and having a chance to win that.
Do you know what I think would be so fun? Like, if Reese Witherspoon left a little note in the pocket.
How do you know there were pockets?
Well, there probably weren't. But I'm just saying, like, she's just like, hey, what's up? It's Reese.
Maybe she will.
Have fun in my dress.
Maybe she will.
Like, wouldn't that be fun if they just did something? A little personal.
That would be a really good idea.
That would be really fun.
We'll find out.
Well, speaking of red carpets, of course, the hair, the beauty, and all of that is something that we also know and take inspiration from. And so when we get back, we're going to check in with our go-to hair guy, Anthony Sorensen, to see what he is taking away from some of the red carpets and some of the big hair trends. We'll be right back with Anthony after this. Imagine Dragons, of course, they're going to be here for the Super Bowl too. They're playing in the Armory. You can still get tickets.
Everybody's
still available. I think they might be resale, but you can get them. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Super excited for our next guest. Martha Stewart had to give him up so he could come to Minnesota.
For you.
Yes, exactly. Anthony Sorensen.
My claim to fame. Yeah. Is it ever going to leave?
No. Never. I bet you wish it would at this point.
Well, come on.
Now I have Allie Kaplan.
That's right.
Yes, that is so similar.
Anthony, as much as I would have liked to have seen you today, I kind of am glad the pressure's off for how my hair looks. So,
oh, God. You know, Mother, your hair looks great.
Because when I see you, then it's like, uh-oh, well, what is he really thinking?
I love my clients that do their hair to come into the salon.
Oh, do they really?
I'm sure. Right? They want to impress you. Yeah. Well, since we last had you on Shop Girls, of course, you've made a move. You're now over at Hair District.
Yep, in Uptown.
Yes. Which
after four amazing years at Duke, which was awesome, I decided to go out on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
because,
great.
You know, at some point in life, you just have to be your own boss.
Yeah, that's
the difference. So at Hair District, you're kind of like your own little island.
I'm in charge of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's a great
vibe. Renting a little house.
It actually made things easier for me because I have long gone to the Uptown Hair District for Jessie May,
who is literally the
only person who I will let touch my eyebrows. She's amazing.
Yes.
And it's 48 underground parking spaces because all my clients stress out about, where am I going to park?
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't know that.
I've told you that, Mom, that you don't need to be afraid.
But I'd have to find my way there.
Oh, my God.
That's the only problem.
It's right.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, what is it about the suburban ladies, Anthony?
Yeah.
Anyway.
There has to be a fashion show for me to see you.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to work on that.
Right. So.
Except I do get messages since I put a mustache on you last week, Allie, with my hashtag.
Then you hear from my mother?
I did
when we were on the Fox Buzz for that Golden Globe.
Right. And he posts a picture and he writes across it.
The words
so it looked like you just had a complete black mustache.
Well, thanks for looking out
for
me, Mom.
Do not treat my
But who cares because my hair looked good.
5 minutes. Exactly. That's all that matters.
Yeah, really. This is the method to the madness is never do a TV segment without your favorite hairstylist because it really makes things a lot better.
Yeah.
You need to have me on every Thursday.
That's right.
That's
well, let's talk red carpet. That's what we did on TV last week. And of course, we're in the middle of it. Just besides the Vikings game tomorrow, it is the SAG Awards and then the red carpets continue. So was there anything that you really loved at the Golden Globes?
I mean, I love that tight. So, you know, I keep seeing, you know, we look at fashion, right? And what's going on right now is the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And women's empowerment, which is exactly what the Golden Globes embodied. So, you know, I'm so overseeing, like, every season it's like braids. Braids, they're new. Like, braids are not new, right?
No.
It just depends on how you do them. And now they're really tight and super close-set, like cornrows.
Yeah.
So you know that, you know, I think this became big with that Viking show. You know that Viking show on History Channel?
No.
Oh, such a good show.
Really?
But these women have like these, Lagathas, like the main Viking character. And she's absolutely beautiful. And she always has these tight cornrow mohawk-y hairdos. And that's what I see in fashion now and on the runway.
Do you like that?
I do. I mean, it's not an everyday look, right? No. I mean, are you gonna go to Whole Foods with that? I don't think so. But
maybe Whole Foods, but not Cub.
But it's
yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. So
yeah, and then you know, we're seeing a lot of like women's empowerment. What better way than short hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
But chin length bob is really like Lucy. I love Lucy Hale. If anybody wants like how to work a chin length bob, look at Lucy Hale's Instagram because she wears it so many different ways. Like okay. It's not just a bob because you can do it so many ways.
Okay, but then tell us when you see her wear it those different ways, do you think she is capable of doing it any of those ways or is it all stylists every
but
day?
No, if you have an amazing stylist and you were in my chair, I would teach you how to do it.
Yeah, and then you have to be able to afford to go to the amazing stylist every day when you need a different hairdo.
Yeah, but how much do we spend on jeans?
Wait, let's talk about that.
All my clients.
Are we going price per wear? What are we doing?
Yeah, your hair is your best accessory. You wear it every single day.
This is true. Your hair is a good
and you
accessory.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah. What about Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson with the short hair?
Yeah. Did you like
that headband?
I loved it.
You like that headband, Anthony?
Well, I didn't like the headband.
Oh,
I thought the headband
was awful.
I thought she looked amazing, though.
Yeah,
really?
I thought she was. And Michelle Williams, too. She always rocks really good short hair.
So, I mean, are you suggesting that this is a time that, like, women make a drastic change? Is it time to, like, cut your hair short if you've been thinking about it?
Are you going to do that, Allie?
Never.
One?
Oh, don't say never.
Allie's got too much hair for that.
She does. Yeah.
We've discussed this before.
But, yeah.
But Anthony, you just cut it and it looks so much better at the length.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it does.
There's a compliment for you. It looks so much better. All right, enough about me.
No, but wait a minute. All right. I want to say this because it's long, but it's a length that stays nicely as opposed to when she lets it get too long and it's just kind of there.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, but you know, Allie's hair grows like a weed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all right. But let's talk about it.
Anyway,
but seriously, are you feeling a short hair moment happening?
I'm feeling a short hair moment and more of like women embracing their natural texture, like Viola Davis.
Oh, she looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to have highly textured hair to rock that look.
Right.
God, she rocked it.
She did, and I mean, she made me really envious for her hair, but I think really the thing that made Viola Davis look so amazing at the Golden Globes was just she was so comfortable and confident. She just sort of radiated that.
She embodies women empowerment, right? I mean, she is
absolutely.
She's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we done with, like, extensions and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, you know, I saw a lot of long hair on the runway, too. You know, it was very funny because, like, scrunchies are back.
Yes, they certainly
it's
are.
It's all about the 90s, right? I saw, like, neon elastic bands. Like, neon.
Yeah. Do you recommend that we do that in our real lives?
Yeah, why not?
Wear a scrunchie.
You're a trendsetter.
Yeah. Wear a scrunchie out in public.
Yeah.
Yes, they're expensive, in fact.
Exactly.
Some of the new ones, yeah.
Well, what
I saw a lot of acrylic hair accessories, too, like see-through ones.
Yeah. What would be the modern twist on wearing a scrunchie, Anthony?
More in like put it around like a loose bun rather than just holding a ponytail. Like put your whole hair up in the scrunchie.
Ah, okay.
Which is a very easy thing to do. You just twist a ponytail until it gets you know what I mean? It's like a tight little bun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just use the scrunchie to hold the ponytail and then wrap it around itself.
Balenciaga
so
showed
the
it.
The hair within the scrunchie. You get what I'm saying?
I do. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, you know, when you say that about kind of, you know, almost a little bit of a messy look, the other thing that I've been reading all over the internet is about Meghan Markle and her, they've made such a thing because she's worn this messy sort of bun, but like with straggly hair hanging on the sides. Have you seen pictures of her, Anthony?
Yeah, it's not so polished.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
it's not royal.
I think that's why they're making such a big thing, because she's going to be royalty, and yet this is a real kind of just like get out of bed look almost. Do you think it looks good?
I mean, how could she look bad?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, when you look like her,
right?
You could basically do anything and still look good.
But do you think also that maybe is she trying to make a statement? Like, is she trying to differentiate herself and be like, I can be more of the people and keep my cool even if I'm going to be royal?
I think she is.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, she did an absolute faux pas in terms of royalty the other day. She signed autographs. And royalty is not supposed to sign autographs.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't
either. And she also, instead of carrying a clutch bag, she carried a bag with a handle.
I mean, what? You're not allowed to have a handle.
No, you're supposed to just have a little clutch.
It's a good thing we're not royal.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, my God.
Whoever's dressing her, though, wow.
Yeah, actually, right? we had a story about that, about her. Wait, what was the deal, Mom? That she this is the estimate, Anthony.
The estimate that Britain will make off of their wedding is about $677 million.
Oh my!
Whereas when Kate and William married, it was about $239 million. So, wow. I mean, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
So
I know. I saw on Vanity Fair that William shaved his head off.
Yes. He didn't shave his head off. It's his hair.
What was left of it.
He's been bald for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's dramatic about that?
But is that the thing to do rather than leaving, like, the remnants?
Yes. Please, just buzz it off.
Buzz it off, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably
buzz it off.
It's amazing, though, he looks different, actually. Even as
he
little...
looks better.
Yeah.
Well, it made his head smaller because he shaved whatever there was
left. Just shave it all off.
I totally... Why? Yeah, you're holding on to something that's not there anymore.
Right.
You know?
Okay. All right, guys.
We see a lot less comb overs these days than we did in the 90s, right?
And that's a good thing.
Bald is hot.
Bald is hot.
Embrace it. Yeah, bald is hot.
You heard it here.
Hopefully for men.
Anthony, we have before we let you go, can you just tell us, people always love to know, like, what products they should be using, especially in the winter, static, whatever. Like, what are some of your favorites right now?
Way more. You need more. Just like your skin, your hair needs more moisture. Like, pick up a Kerastase mask.
Okay.
You know, we use these masks at the shampoo bowl that are amazing at this time of year. Especially, too, it's funny, when you travel, right? Yeah. When we were at, Alex had just come back from Miami when we were at TV last week, and you get off a plane, your hair is super dry and unruly.
Yeah.
Like, fly with a mask in it. Put a Kerastase mask in your hair and, like, do it when you land or wherever you're going on vacation.
Okay. And what about, like...
You need to put moisture back in the hair now. Extra, extra conditioner.
Okay. Good to know.
So and more then... of, like, creamy styling products.
Ah.
Rather than hard gels or something like that.
Got it.
Volumizing.
And you're... You...
A little bit drying as well.
You really love those Orbe products, right?
This has been another great thing about moving into hairdressing. I now have a choice of products. We only had Aveda. So now I've got, like, Orbe, I've got Kerastase, I've got Bumble, I've got Kevin Murphy. So I get to pull the best of all of them. Like, the Orbe blow dry cream is amazing. Not only does it smell amazing, but it also, I find I have to use a little bit more than I normally would with the other products.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's just because it's winter right now. But that stuff is I use it on you on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
And
I like
Anthony,
it.
Anthony, just tell me quickly, what hairspray? I really have to use a lot of hairspray. My hair just will not stay.
The Kerastase Firm Hold. It's like a dark purple bottle.
Okay, and that really holds it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is it $100?
Oh, yeah.
Is it $100?
You'll be through a windstorm and you'll still look the same.
We're going to put that to the test. We'll put that on Harmony's Instagram story. Anthony Sorensen.
Put her out in the storm tomorrow.
Thank you.
Anthony, thank you for checking in with us.
Talking to you, ladies.
You can follow along with Anthony's adventures on Instagram, and you can go see him at the Hair District in Uptown.
Anthony_Sorensen.
That's
the
way.
At the end.
Okay.
Follow me.
We'll do it. All right,
thanks,
we'll be right
Anthony.
Back with Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. It's one of our favorite segments of the show. Happens every Saturday at this time. We look at the trends. We look at what craziness is on the runways and on the backs of some of our favorite celebrities. It's got to be a Hadid if it belongs to Harmony. And then we say, whose look is it anyway?
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
So many looks to discuss from this week. Many. Where do you want to begin? Do you want to start from the bottom up or the top down?
No, I think we have to start from the bottom
up. All right, start with the boots.
It's like a picture that I can't get out of my head.
Okay.
Of UGG boots.
Yeah, I got to find this link. We've got to post this. Oh, here they are. Here they are from Refinery 29. You saw this.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
And they're made by Y Project. They collaborated with UGG.
Mm-hmm.
And the creative director, Glenn Martin, says that these are like putting your foot in a warm pot of butter, which I know I have always wanted to do.
Wow.
But these literally start at your toes and go all the way up to your thighs.
Okay. Well, they there are a lot of thigh-high boots being shown.
No, not like these.
Okay.
These are...
Set the scene for us.
I don't know even how to set the scene. They're obviously tight on the foot, and then they are just bilious. They're just huge, and they go all the way up, and then they fold over with a little of the Sherpa or whatever it is at the top.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I thought, why not immerse your full legs? So we decided to design an UGG boot that climbs up to the crotch and covers the whole leg.
So, right. Literally. So it's that thick. It's like you're wearing, it's like Santa pants. Only they're
like.
How do
you think they stay up?
That's what I want to know. You've got to look. We'll put, Hope, can we put that link on the Shop Girls page?
Yes.
Awesome.
Do you think maybe you attach them to your pants or something?
Right. Do they have like suspenders? Are they attaching to your underwear? Is this like a corset situation?
I don't know. But
there is nothing flattering about this.
Nothing at all. The only thing it would be good, like, I mean, you know, like if I want to hide my legs, this is a good way to hide them because you can't see what's underneath them.
Yeah.
But it is shearling that is at the top. And he says, you know, UGG is just an icon of the ugly, cool boot. And they don't know exactly when this is going to be released or what they're going to cost.
They just made this uglier. Yeah.
But it is without a doubt. I mean, I don't even know how somebody would have come up with this. Okay. I am not going to buy them.
All right. So a definite no to that. Unless, Hope, you're liking this. You like this look?
Oh, of course not. No.
No? You don't want to give this a try?
Even nothing against the model, but it doesn't look flattering or good on her either. Right. She can't even pull it off.
Right. When you manage to make like a New York 6-foot tall runway model look bad, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not ironic. It's just dumb.
No. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be 3 out of 3 no's.
Yeah.
Is that
correct.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to caftans. Should we go caftans?
Let's go to caftans.
All right, let's talk about it.
And fashionista asked the question, could caftans replace athleisure? Now, when you first think about that, you think, no, that has nothing to do with, you know, the kind of look that you want. And then you start thinking about how comfortable. You know, that's the whole reason everybody apparently is in athleisure wear, because it's so comfortable. And one of the things that really put the spotlight on caftans right now is because Meryl Streep is in the new movie, The Post, and she plays Katherine Graham, who was the publisher of The Washington Post, and she wears a lot of caftans. It was the early 70s.
You've seen this movie?
I have not. We tried last week and it was sold out. I'm hoping to see it.
Wow, sold out.
Yeah. So anyway,
you do know that people buy movie tickets in advance these days.
Excuse me, Ms. Kaplan. I went online to buy the tickets.
Oh, okay. I just was picturing you like at the theater.
No,
being
forget who you're talking to?
The tech expert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I not know to do that?
Right.
And they
of
were sold out.
I'm so
just
sorry.
Just ignore everything she says from here on.
I will never doubt you again.
Thank you. Anyway, you know, caftans, I remember the days when they were called muumuus, because in a way it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they've been popular even in the 60s. Jackie Kennedy wore a Valentino one. Her sister Lee Radziwill was seen in the Vogue editor-in-chief at that time was Diana Vreeland and Elizabeth Taylor, all of them. But they said they still pop up on the red carpet now. Jennifer Lopez and Natalie Portman have worn them. And they can be more casual, too. They can be used as a beach cover-up.
Yeah.
So they, you know, there's two women who started a company called Mirth, M-I-R-T-H. They just launched last September, and they are seeing a real demand for the long and the short caftans. They're all made in India, And they said their customers are primarily women in their 30s, early 30s to their early 50s.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know. What do you think? Would you wear it outside of your house?
Well, I think it depends on what kind. I mean, some of them, there are caftans that look like beach cover-ups,
yeah.
And then there are dresses. I think it's one of those, like so many, where it's like, if you're really skinny, it looks great, and really tall, it looks great. Otherwise, it could just make you look a little
boxy. Oh, no,
it's
just comfortable. You let that stomach hang out.
All right. Well, that's always a good thing. Some of them are great. Some are great. Let's give it like a kind of 50-50.
Okay.
Let's go 50-50 on the caftan.
Okay.
Let us know what you think. We'll take your questions right after the break.